President Trump's policy of zero tolerance on border enforcement has led to thousands of families being separated while trying to enter the country. But removing parents from their children is not just happening at the southern border. In Vermont, a young man from Kenya will be deported this weekend, and he does not know when or if he will see his American wife and children again. VPR's John Dillon has this story.
5-year-old Rahima Ranga opens her music box in the living room of her Randolph Center home. The young girl is hanging out with her father, Carl, a stay-at-home dad who's been her primary caregiver. It's a fleeting moment for them to share. Carl Ranga is scheduled to be deported on Sunday on a one-way flight back to Nairobi. Ranga says he knows his situation is not as dire as that faced by families at the U.S.-Mexico border, but it's tough on his family, especially Rahima and his two other children from an earlier relationship.
I'm not saying going back to Kenya is horrible. It's going back to South America or some other countries now. So, but it's the pain of the children, the trauma. It's very hard, like, to tell my 5-year-old what's going on. It's very hard for my 13-year-old to comprehend.
Ranga has been in the U.S. for 17 years. He came here to attend the University of Massachusetts. His trouble with immigration authorities began after he overstayed his student visa and later filled out a government form for a temporary job in Vermont at IBM. He says he checked the box on the form indicating he was a U.S. national. He says the form was confusing and that he made a simple mistake.
There was a first box which you check, U.S. citizen / national. The other one, I think, was green card holder, and I think the other one was, like, alien number if you had one. So I figured out national was the best choice because I came in legally, but, you know, I'm somewhere in between. You know, I'm not an alien, I'm not a green card holder, but I'm definitely not a U.S. citizen, but it was either or.
Regardless of whether it was a mistake or deliberate, misleading the government about your citizenship is a serious, deportable offense. Under previous administrations, immigration authorities could exercise prosecutorial discretion and often chose not to deport people who had committed no other crimes and were contributing to the local community. Not so under President Trump.
Carl Ranga was not an enforcement priority. Now, everybody's an enforcement priority.
Erin Jacobson is an immigration lawyer who teaches at Vermont Law School. She knows the family story because Ranga's wife, Becky, is a student there. Jacobson says Ranga faces deportation both because of the zero tolerance policy and because of a 1996 change to immigration law that made misstating your citizenship a violation that was harder to challenge legally and resulted in a permanent ban from ever entering the U.S. Ranga now has no chance of ever getting a green card or full U.S. citizenship.
There's no legal avenue to try to change that consequence. The consequence itself is a permanent bar. So if Carl is deported, he can never come back to the United States.
The Rangas took their case up to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, but lost. They had hoped he would qualify under a President Obama executive order that deferred deportation for undocumented people with U.S. children, but that order was blocked by the courts. Their legal remedies are now exhausted, short of a presidential pardon or a very rare special act of Congress that would grant him legal status. As the family decides what Ranga should pack, he's definitely taking most of the family photos, Becky Ranga is alternately frustrated and teary as she confronts the future.
We've put into this country, he's put into this country, we are a legitimate family that is being separated, being torn apart over a policy I think is too harsh.
For the last several months, ICE agents have tracked Ranga's location with a GPS bracelet locked to his ankle. He says he is paying the price for trying to get a job to support his family.
I believe that if you're doing work, earning an honest living, you should be given a chance to be an American because everybody came to this country to work.
Becky Ranga says she can't imagine life without Carl after 11 years of marriage. He's cared for Rahima while she's gone to law school. He's been a deacon in their church. He's helped her parents and other family members.
The punishment isn't just only for him, it's for my kids. myself, my family, his family, the community. I don't know what I'm going to do without him.
On Friday, Carl and Becky met with Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Massachusetts, where they had applied for a temporary stay of deportation to give him more time with his family. But by the end of the workday, they still had no word, and they are planning to be at Logan Airport Sunday for Carl's flight. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.